Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. Thursday night, October 20th. And tonight, we honor a great lady, and we have a special guest tonight, a woman who has grew up in Brooklyn and who survived to tell about it, four nursing homes, and now is part of a movement through Inner Sight to get rid of the nursing homes. You hear her all the time on Inner Sight, and it's my great honor to introduce my co-host many times and the host of her own show, yeah. Wednesday night on Inner Sight, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Suzanne, welcome to Inner Sight.
Frank, thank you. That was an honor, actually.
You were born in Brooklyn.
Right. Based a little bit.
Is that where you grew up mostly?
It was a hodgepodge of everywhere between Nassau County, Suffolk County, all these different counties.
Right.
And, my father had to get us close to his shop. He wanted to make sure everything was okay. You know.
The dad was an immigrant. He started his own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He
supported
worked hard.
His family.
Yeah.
Right? Struggled.
Yep, you're right.
And made a living.
Yeah, he did.
Now, when you were, how old were you when Diana passed away?
Oh, I was 3, she was 5. Not 5,
oh, you
I'm
were the
sorry.
Young one.
She was 8, I was younger. Yeah, she was 8, I was 3. Yeah, sorry.
All right. So she was 5 years older than you. Right?
Yeah, she was. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the first big tragedy of your life.
Oh, yeah.
When she passed away mysteriously.
Yeah.
And, tell us what happened as far as you know it.
Well, here's what happened. My mom came into the room. One of my cousins was being baptized, and my mother and father were going to be the godparents. So when they did, started doing that very same day, July 4th, my mother went to wake up Diana and myself. Well,
yeah.
Diana's my sister, just want to let everybody know. She passed away at the age of 8 and a half, going on 9 shortly, another 6 months. And it was just horrible, really horrible.
So she
and
couldn't
changed,
wake her, obviously, right?
Right? And she said this to me. She said that she had rigor mortis already setting in, so that the, what do you call, stages of rigor mortis, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but the stages, the coroner said she's been deceased a while. So it would have been, if there were a team of doctors there and my mom and everybody, she wouldn't have survived whatever she was going through. So,
was your sister
under
any kind of medication at all?
No medication.
Nothing,
right? She was healthier than me. I don't know why, but she
so
was.
So she passed away mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Who,
here's what happened.
Your mom called
my
the police?
She said, I think my daughter's dead. Oh, my God. That's all she had to say. She had everybody from Bellevue, everybody from every single freaking hospital you could think of that you never heard of. They were there.
Yeah.
And so was the police.
And the medical examiner.
Uh-huh.
Was there, right, at the time. I don't know, remember. You remember his name?
Mm-mm. My mother was furious with him. Oh, God, was she.
Why?
Yeah. Why, he was starting to, he didn't say it, but he was about to say a couple times, you were the one responsible for her, and she passed away under your watch. My mother knew, he had said it to other people, but that's not fair. My mom really worked hard for both of us. My mom helped both of us.
So did he accuse her? killing Diana?
I'm close to it, yeah. So I'm taking your daughter's body and I'm doing an autopsy. When he did that, my mother said, sure, I'd love to know what she passed away from. That is what my mom said back. I mean, my mom was cordial. If it were me, it would be a different story. I'd be upset as hell. I'd ask for a lot of things.
So they as much as accused her of causing the death of Diana. And through the autopsy, what was the outcome?
The result? Oh,
yeah.
Nothing much. They wrote in pencil. Now, you never write on that in pencil. That's something you can't really do. Non-specific myocarditis.
What do you expect?
I know. They wrote in freaking pencil.
Negligent.
I'm like, I could really erase this and write, you know, Scooby-Doo on it if I wanted to. But that's not...
City's very... neglectful.
Lax. Yes, lax. It's very lax.
So what did they write? What was their official cause of death?
Official cause was natural causes. Now, when does an 8.5-year-old die of natural causes? They don't. So one pediatrician used to work at, my pediatrician used to work at Bellevue and in the with the coroner, and because he was a pediatrician, so they needed somebody who knew pediatrics. So he used to help him with some of the bodies. So he called over to his friend and said, "Please, these people have been. You want to know how long my mom was waiting? 2 years for the results of it. That's ridiculous." So he called
because they were looking for something to pin on her.
Uh huh. Yep. Now you got it.
That's what that's about.
Yep, so the doctor gave a call on my mom's behalf to get the, you know, thing. And then first when the gentleman was looking at the autopsy, who was going to send it to us, it was a different person, of course. And then he said, there's nothing here. It just says natural causes. And then my mother's, like, shaking her head. You know, I can't believe that. After you have it.
So they couldn't find out.
What
killed her medically or scientifically.
Yeah.
So they had to put something down.
Uh-huh.
So they put natural causes.
No, that was the first diagnosis. I'm sorry.
Which let your family off the hook.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In other words, you know, there was no crime, nothing that, no prosecution or anything.
No, my mom was cleared of everything. But the way she said it, and she called into the just because she said, I think my daughter's dead, that's why they sent everybody and their brother to my mom's house and my dad's house. My father was the one who was crying like a baby, and my mom just couldn't cry. And they thought it strange she couldn't cry. No, that was her reaction to a severe tragedy. Take 2 feet and put it in her shoes and see how you would have dealt with it. You can't, you know.
Did they offer to apologize to your family?
They did apologize. They did apologize, yes.
They did.
The coroner did, actually. Yeah. And they sent it to my pediatrician, the newer copy of the autopsy and everything. And then my mom, you know, asked for, aside from a copy, she wanted to know what her stake in everything was and why they accused her from the beginning and everything like that. So what they did is they actually, you know, they really wanted to accuse her. That's the only thing, like you were saying, and I was saying many times. But on the thing, who writes non-specific, which means nothing, you can't find anything, but this particular diagnosis is there right now.
Your phone is a little, your phone's going a little
static.
Lower. Well, it was good before. You seem to have moved.
How's this?
Yeah, leave it like that.
Okay. I moved it.
All right, so your family was clear. They did apologize, and
they did.
So you grew up in Brooklyn or Queens.
Partly.
When did you become disabled?
Oh God. Let me see. We were already in Biltmore, and it was around
1991 to 1991
on. I really had a large disability, and nobody knew what was going on.
1991. How old were you then?
I was in my 20s. Yeah, 23.
Right. Is that when you first went to college?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you went to college as a disabled person. And you studied what? Nutrition?
I did in NYU. What I did at another university to get an associate's degree was rather easy. It was just looking at fabric and putting them together. And I was like a librarian for fabric for people. But
your phone keeps wobbling in and out. Can you hold it still?
Yeah, that's what's my hand is a little wobbly today. So I'm holding it. Yes, that's mainly me. Sorry. My hand shakes sometimes.
It's good right where you have it now.
Yeah, it's literally pressed against my ear.
Yeah, leave it like that.
My hand.
all right, so you went to college. You graduated. You studied ballet. You took ballet.
Yes.
When did you first go into a nursing home? There were four different times. When was the first time?
Yes, there was. Mm-hmm. When I fully became disabled, there weren't any nursing homes around that took rehabilitation. Some brilliant idiot, sorry I had to say that, decided he wanted to
Don't apologize.
And I know.
He's an idiot anyway.
There are a lot of brilliant idiots.
Yeah. The nursing home,
more of a common thing, which is really, I don't know the name of the person, so I'm not even going to fathom a guess, but that was the worst thing we could have had happen to us as disabled people.
So you went into rehab, and they put you into a nursing home, is that what happened?
No, when my insurance decided not to pay anymore, that's when I put all... to the long-term stay because the house that I was in was not wheelchair accessible.
So they put you into a nursing home?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
Oh, boy, between the four nursing homes, I went back and forth, except one time out of the, it was just, I didn't consider that a nursing home stay because it was so short. I had to make sure that the house was accessible. And I said what they had to do is go there, take a look, make sure everything opens or closed. My wheelchair, I had to give it to them to see if it fits. Everything
so
fit. Everything was good.
You were fortunate in that you had a place to live. Now, what happens is people lose their place to live many a times when they go into a nursing home. And that's why a lot of people get stuck in there. Some of them for life. I should say most of them.
I literally had to say, you guys won't even care if somebody collapsed or died right in front of you. I was so pissed off, and then they said to me, oh, what is that is? That means you want to kill yourself. I said, I don't want to kill myself, you idiot. Look at how they twist that. That's the thing that I am amazed at, how they twist
that. Well, because they're
saying.
Looking to pin things on people.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so
and
you got out.
I wasn't ready. Yeah.
You got out of the nursing home, went home, and then now what was the second time?
Second time I was in the home that I stayed, and it was that my actual marriage gave way, and I tore the quadricep muscle, and I had to go in to vigorously work on the knee, and if I needed surgery, they would have to let me go for it. But guess what? I was lucky. It was only in the middle of the belly of the muscle that it tore a little bit, but it really filled up with a lot of water. Once they took that water out on my knee, boom.
You went where? To a rehab?
No, I went to a nursing. That was the first time I got introduced to a nursing home rehabilitation subacute.
Oh, you went into a nursing home?
Yes, I did for rehab. Mm-hmm.
All right.
More than
now,
one.
Now, how long were you there in that one?
Oh, goodness. I was a few months there. So they put me into a long-term stay.
A few months?
Oh, yeah, more than a few
now,
months.
Now, here again, you didn't lose your home.
It was somebody else's home. Yeah, but I lost an opportunity. My opportunity was...
Yeah, but you, you had a place to go to if you were to get out.
Pretty much, yeah, but sometimes you wonder about your decision for going into that. I always wondered that, but I needed it. I needed some... my family or my husband's family to take us in, and I was very lucky to have his mom take us in. We had growing pains, I'm not going to lie, but it was the most beautiful thing she could do for me. You know,
yeah, so my point is that you were able to keep your home, therefore they had to release you.
Yeah, they couldn't.
All right, so that was the second time.
Right.
Now, when was the third time?
The third time I was getting rehabilitation for my lungs. And that's why I was in. And then there was a program. So then my insurance wouldn't approve the rest of the program, and I got stuck in there for a long time again. So I was like, why do they want me
so badly? I started questioning every day.
Why didn't you go home after the insurance wouldn't pay?
They had to go to my home.
I thought that I had accessibility. That's the second time they had it.
Okay. So you've had problems with the accessibility, which, by the way, the agencies don't help you with. They don't pay for that. They don't make sure your place send somebody over there, a crew over there, and say, hey, this person has to have certain things here.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
No, they don't.
So, therefore, you had a place to go, and it had to be made accessible. That was the third time.
Right.
Now, what happened after that?
All right, so what happened after that, this is the very last time that I said I was ever going to be in a nursing home. So I had the breathing issues really bad, and they sent me to a primary place where they worked on the breather. And I wish I could have continued, because my insurance said no, and basically I wasn't able to continue and do the rehabilitation for my life. So if it was again, then I would have gone back, but they didn't. They said no.
Wait a minute. Well, hold up. Weren't you in a car accident?
Yeah, I was in a car accident multiple times, unfortunately. My head and neck were, you know, damaged on one of them.
Is that what led to the nursing home?
I don't know. That's one thing that I'd have to think about that. Yeah, probably.
I mean, is that the fourth time we're talking about when the car accident occurred? What?
That was more like the second time I was in a nursing home.
Right.
I went to a hospital.
Right.
You know, I had a good
All right, so hold on. Okay, so let's go back. What happened the fourth time? Explain that again, because your phone got all muffled there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't expect to be honored the way you honored me. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was weird, because... First one, I was like, I believe it was like torn muscle. The second one was, let me think a second. It was similar to the third one. There were two of the same. I went to a hospital and then I came back to the nursing home. They made me sign paperwork to that effect. Then my husband had to, because they had a meeting, and my husband had to, say, oh, listen, if she comes home and there's not enough hours, I'll take care of her. That worked out. With that, they finally said, you know, oh, okay, that she's gonna go home. All right. So finally, when the places.
Now was that the fourth time
we're
talking about?
That's the second and the third.
We want to know about the fourth time. What happened
the fourth
time? The fourth
time after that was the when I hurt my leg. Yeah, that was the fourth time.
And you went.
You want to count.
Yeah. And did you go to rehab or you went into a nursing home?
I went into rehab. My insurance stopped the rehabilitation, and I had to go. If I needed any little bit of extra physical therapy, I would have to stay in a nursing home and get my physical therapy.
All right. And the reason you got caught in the nursing home, was it accessibility again?
Yeah, I still needed more accessibility. And now I went to another hospital in between. Like, they put me in a palliative care unit. I'm not dying, and I'm not severely ill. I didn't feel that way. So, you know, I would say, why are you doing that? So putting me into a hospice type of situation. Then I go to go back to the nursing home that I was in. They said, well, all the beds are full. You know, they wanted to get me out of there.
All right, so there's the four times that you were in a nursing home. I want to take a little break here, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about your feelings on the nursing home. Inner Sight around the world, and we're talking with Suzanne and her survival of the nursing home. And how now she has...
What's that noise?
I don't know. Now, having taken up the cause, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Keeps the show on the air. Put yourself on mute, please.
Yes.
Till we come back. Kennedy Realty and 631-888-1186. Inner Sight. A great supporter of Inner Sight. We thank him for it. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Call Gary, 631-484-3085. And also, when he's able to, he can do... veterinarian services for your dog or cat. All right. We are happy to tell you about the Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez. You want to stay in shape and learn how to protect yourself? Give Devin a call, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. Again, that number, 631-445-3464. And let's see, Silo, one of our friends on the independent living scene in Suffolk County, 631-880-7929. Go to their website, and you'll find the events that they're having and sponsoring. I think the next thing is the Halloween party. They usually have one. All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank all our friends. We want to wish Tony and his wife Jennifer, one of our supporters, a speedy recovery from the COVID. Get well fast. Hoping to see you next week, Tony. All right. I want to thank Olga Murray, good friend. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp and all of our friends for keeping Inner Sight alive. And on the silo, by the way, if you go to their website, you'll find a number up there on our nursing home committee idea. And that number is 631-487-2038. If you'd like to help turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, give us a call. And you can even make some money on that, by the way. So we'll explain that if you give us a call on 631-487-2038. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have perished from evil people with weapons. We honor them and respect them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And our special guest tonight is a woman that you hear on Inner Sight almost every night, Suzanne, who has survived 4 nursing homes in and out, and who has been lucky that she had a place to go to and somebody to help her, because most people don't. Even if you go on one of those programs to get you out, if you don't meet the criteria, you don't get the help. Criteria should be that the person is disabled, and that's enough. All right, Inner Sight, let me see if we can bring Suzanne back on the air.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Is it better?
Okay. Yeah. So you survived the 4 nursing homes now.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in these nursing homes,
mm-hmm.
what, if anything, did you witness as being a horror?
Neglect. Big time. Big time neglect.
Give us an example.
Okay. I'll give you an example of what one aide said to me. Oh, whatever her name was, Margaret. I'm giving you a fake name. Margaret. And she keeps annoying the heck out of me. I have to go and help her, too. Oh, that was pure neglect right there. She just, couldn't handle it anymore. You're supposed to pass it off to a person higher than you or at equal level than you. You know, if I was a dietitian in a hospital, I would be doing the same. I can't.
Well, how was Margaret neglected? What happened?
She just kept, calling, for help and to go to the bathroom. And they just neglected her, period, outright.
They didn't go in to help her to, they had to get her out of bed or?
Yeah. She couldn't stand on her own or do anything on it. Then don't go in the business that you're in. That's what I say to it. If you are going to make people's lives miserable and you have no other way of learning how to be not miserable, well, you know what? That's your business and your business only,
So you saw a lot of neglect.
Yeah, a lot of neglect.
Because
there
are not enough workers to help people, and there's too many people.
That's right.
And that's how what leads to leads up
and
to
not enough rooms that have bathrooms that are accessible. Just the room itself was roomy, but the rooms
that's
didn't
part
have
of neglect too.
Yeah, it is.
Now when did you decide that you wanted to try to do something about getting rid of these nursing homes? Was there any point in time?
Yes, there was. My mother was in the nursing home, and during COVID time, I had no ability to speak with her, and it just broke my heart. I mean, I wasn't even able to go down to the place because some employee came in with COVID, and then they had to shut the nursing home down again and again and again. It was horrible. So, I mean, that was the tipping point for me after my mom died, you know.
So that was the pivotal
horrible.
Point that
yeah, my life.
Made you decide something very positive and drastic has to be done about these places.
Exactly.
Right? Now, Inner Sight has helped you toward that
yeah.
end. We gave you your own show on Wednesday night. I'm proud to be
yeah,
part
really
of that
happy.
Show, but it's really your show.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like
know,
to
you
see you
hosted.
Take it over more, to be honest.
Okay, I will. You know, thing that, you know, you want to make sure that you hit on all the facts that Inner Sight wants in a
yeah,
event
all,
or in
all,
a...
All the
yeah.
changes, all the things that we want.
And it keeps changing, too. It's the sad part.
Our
yeah.
program, our ideas help everyone.
Yeah, they do.
See, that's the difference.
Right.
You know? We're not just going to help the residents in the nursing home. We're going to help
mm-hmm.
the workers, the people who work there. We're going to help the housing situation by
yes, we
getting
are.
This thing off the ground. And we're also going to reward people under the
mm-hmm.
Volunteers
helping.
For Freedom who will donate some of their time to keep a person in their own home.
Yeah, my agency
that's a big
do it.
Plus.
Yeah, it's a big plus. Definitely.
We need someone to set up that fund.
Exactly. Right after we get the 501c3 that we're waiting for.
Or even if
yeah.
we don't get it.
Right. We still should
still
do it.
Still set up the fund, you know.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So we
sorry.
Have the show. You know, we send out tweets. We try to inform people about what's going on. By the way, I hate to ask you because you're a guest tonight. Are there any callers?
No. We're good.
No callers?
As far as I know, no callers.
I'd like to try to call a woman who's in the nursing home. Would that be all right with you?
Go right ahead.
On my three-way line.
Mm-hmm.
And see if, I don't know if she'll answer, but I left her a message earlier. She happens to be a nurse, and she's in the nursing home. So stand by, folks. I'm going to be off the air.
Yes, I'll take over.
You can babble about how horrible nursing
I could
homes
do,
are.
Yes, and I could also do my ad for Able. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Able newspaper advertisement. Here it goes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Angela, Melanie is a sweet person, and I've spoken to her numerous times, especially about the advertisements that she needs, and we, you know, have a dual relationship with the advertisements. It's kind of nice because
yeah, I couldn't get.
Oh, you couldn't get
our friend on the line.
Yeah. Mm.
So we'll have to get her on another time, but so that's the when your mom was in the nursing home, that's
mm-hmm.
when you really. Felt
yeah.
Yeah, that something has to be drastically done. And I witnessed that. You know, we had one of the top attorneys in Suffolk County, and we had an advocate, and there was nothing they could do.
Absolutely.
You know, I asked the attorney, you know, can't you get an injunction and stop
mm-hmm.
this, you know?
No,
the problem was that there was no money to ensure that
mm-hmm.
your mom would have the proper help in her own home.
That's what's happening with everybody.
That was the problem. That's why they put her in a nursing home.
That's why they were going to put her in a state-run nursing home, which is the worst you could be put in. So I said, leave it to me.
I'll put her. She goes, well, by the end of this month, she must have a facility.
Wait a minute. Hold back. I didn't get that. That's why they put her where?
They were going to put her in,
not a nice home. You know, where it was kind of dingy and felt and all
those nursing homes are horrible. They're all horrible.
Yeah. They were going to put her in a horrible nursing home. All of them are horrible, I figured out. So,
one's worse than the other.
Exactly. Really, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and ever since then, we as I said before, we have the Wednesday night as the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get enough signatures
on
our petition.
Yeah. We even had to rewrite it.
To attract the politicians.
Oh, of course. Those are the key people.
Doing something about these places in connection with enabling people to remain in their own home.
That's right.
That's the key. 8:35, by the way, New York.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Wow.
Suzanne, our special guest, who survived 4 nursing homes. Now, do you feel that the fact that you survived 4
mm-hmm.
of those places, how does that qualify you?
Oh, I'm sorry. How does it qualify me?
To get rid of these nursing homes.
Oh, God, I saw everything and anything you could think of between abuse and neglect. And abuse to my own mom right in front of me. You know, so, I mean, I witnessed everything, absolutely everything I could about a nursing home and hated it, really hated it. They were beautiful workers there, don't get me wrong. They needed as much break as we needed from them, you know?
Yeah. Well, what do you think about turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, about our inner sight idea?
Oh, I love it. I love that I'm waiting for it to come about so I could get a house. Not a house, but a accessible apartment. Yeah, it's a great idea. We did it together.
Well, you have an apartment.
Yes, but it's in, if God forbid anything happens to my mother-in-law, we have to sell it. It's on reverse mortgage. So we have to sell it.
Oh, you'd have to find an accessible place.
Right. I would say accessible and cheaper, because it's really expensive, very expensive.
There are approximately 30 million disabled people in this country.
Yes, there is.
That number, who do not want nursing homes,
right.
Who do not look forward to going to a nursing home.
Oh, no. Well, I'm so sorry.
And I would even say that most of those people are afraid to go to a hospital because the next step is a nursing home.
You know, I realized that it was the physical therapist was the gatekeeper. He was the one who would say who did or didn't need physical therapy. And, you know, you would see people being trained by the physical therapist. And then after that, you never saw them again. You know, and then I did meet one who went to the same nursing home that I had gone. I said, what are you doing here? Oh, after the physical therapist came to me, he told me that I needed to go, you know, to a nursing home for me to go and get stronger. Now, that is such a fallacy. It's all to get you into the nursing home. And don't think I used to, you know, make excuses for them. Not anymore. Not after you
so
took
they're
my
looking
mother
to
and my
push
father
people
away.
Into these places, in other words.
Yes, they are. Mm-mm. No more.
Especially
no
if you have any kind of assets.
Right. Yep.
Then you're a bigger candidate.
Right.
For the nursing home.
Yep.
By the way, let me remind everyone: tomorrow night is the Funnies on Inner Sight.
Oh yeah.
So if you want to have some fun, Louis the Lip will be here, and we'll do some old-time comedy with a new flair.
Yeah, exactly.
And goof off and,
as long as
know,
it doesn't include somebody calling in and...
have some fun. What?
As long as it doesn't include somebody calling in and having fun with us, you know, then it's a beautiful thing.
Well, they can have fun with us as long as they keep it clean.
Right. That's it.
Otherwise,
and he never does.
The boot.
That's right. I put on my fancy boots and I gave him a kick out. Yeah.
Well,
it's
like a friend of mine said years ago when I was out in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy said, you know, we were talking about people he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I wear boots. He said, and when I kick, I kick.
Hard.
So there you have it. You're going to get the boot if you don't behave yourself on this show.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not only by... us, it's by the, you know, I believe the FCC. Yeah, FCC is those acronyms. I don't know one of them. What the heck is that?
I don't know if they cover podcasts. They may not cover them. But anyway, so you got out of the nursing home. Now you're part of Inner Sight.
Yeah.
You got the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the petition.
Yeah.
We've got to
this
get
time
names.
They didn't take
petition.
It down, which really is better. But the thing that I have to call them, the petition people at change.org, I got to tell them, why is it hanging out on one side of the, there's two pages, and then this one happens to be on the back page. I want to know why before I start referring people to it. Because then if I refer people to it, we get a good amount of signatures. And then all of a sudden we can't use it. I can only imagine.
Well, you got to
find
that out.
No, I'm going to call them. I'm noticing every petition that we had before that was on one page and not a problem. Now this one's on two pages.
It should be straightened out immediately, whatever has to be done, you know.
Yeah, I want it right away done. We have been, you know, having issues with our petition from the get-go. That's not right, you know.
We got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so read the petition, you know, and sign it, and let us know what you think of it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't know of any other solution.
Me neither.
If somebody has we're open to them. We'd like to hear them.
Definitely. And it's not to stay in a shorter stay of a nursing home or with less people. No, get rid of the nursing homes, period.
No, we're not for any idea that keeps the nursing home.
Exactly.
Let's make
that
clear.
We want people to be comfortable in their own home.
Got to get rid
of them. That's right.
You want to improve the image of the disabled in this country? Get rid of the nursing homes.
Yes. People think that when people are in a nursing home, they're better off. How are they better off? My mother's, deceased. So was my father. And they both were in nursing homes.
No, they're worse off. They're not better off.
That's right.
How can you be better off? They take away all your assets and your...
They take your assets.
Your living place and your money and...
I was lucky that my father's money was kept for me. So... At the beginning of that, I was able to cash in on some of it, and then all of a sudden, they said, no more. So I was like, what the hell is that about? Oh, it's your social security.
Yeah, well, they look
disability.
For ways to take everything you have.
Yep, that's right.
So, it's horrible.
I hired a lawyer, and it still didn't help, you know, with social security.
No, because the nursing homes... have their own rules, and they're tightly wound by law.
Bureaucracy, too.
We have to change that. One of the things we want is a law that prohibits nursing homes in this country.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's one of the things that we're fighting for. You know?
Yes. Definitely.
And where do people go to be safe? Their own home.
Right.
you know.
Right.
Let's review
mm-hmm.
the Inner Sight way, because you can't say it too many times, because it's so beautiful, it's so it's realistic.
Right.
We propose that every agency, and I told this to Senator Wyke when I met with her.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Over a month ago. She said, where are you going to get the money to do? I said, let every agency use the excuse of as a fundraiser to keep people in their own home.
Yeah.
You know, every agency for the disabled, every agency for the seniors, you know,
mm-hmm.
and every agency that is semi-attached to the disabled, you know,
right.
should be mandated to do this. Then establish a private fund. We call it the Volunteers for Freedom,
that's
where the
right.
workers and the nurses and even the doctors can yeah. donate time to keep the person safe in their own home, and we'll reward them financially.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay one of their bills. You know?
Oh, my aide said that was awesome. She would have easily done
you
that.
You bring us the bill.
Mm-hmm.
We see it's real. It's legitimate. We have the fund. You're donating X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay that bill.
That's right.
In accordance with how much time you donate. Now, that would help a lot.
Oh, God, yes.
To keep people safe.
That's right.
Because those people are not a strain on the system, because they don't need a payroll.
That's right.
It's all done on donations.
They don't even need to be in your, they don't even need to be in the nursing home, per se, either. You know, in some circumstances, the reason why the person's not getting up is because they didn't want to take the liability of them falling. You know, that's the only reason. And that's a shame. They neglect them.
Yeah,
well,
nobody there to help them.
That's right.
They don't have an aide to help them.
Mm-mm. I wish they did.
That aide belongs to 30 or sometimes 40 people, 20, 30 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
So there you have the idea of the Volunteers for Freedom. Plus, we want to produce a television show twice
yeah.
a year that would raise money.
Money. Mm-hmm.
To keep people in their own home. You put all this together, and the money can be there.
That's right.
And the reason the money can be there is because the agencies can make money from it, you see?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's the beauty of all this. We're not telling these agencies, oh, just raise all this money and donate it and you get nothing. No.
Could you imagine?
Use it.
Yeah, to help them.
Use it for your agency. Use it as a fundraiser. That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That way the person who needs the help is like a partner.
Yes, yeah.
With the agency. You need me, I need you. You help me stay in my own home.
Uh-huh.
I help you get the money out of it.
Yeah.
And that's the plan.
That's
and, of course,
right.
pass a law to outlaw
mm-hmm.
nursing homes.
It's going to be tall order, but we'll do it.
That's the big part of the plan.
That's right.
And yeah, it's a plan. It's a dream. It's it's something that's long overdue.
Oh yeah. Mhm.
And you ask every disabled person in this country, do you want to go to a nursing home? Do you like nursing homes?
Just say no.
See the answer you get. Any disabled person you meet.
You know what's gonna happen? They're going to curse people out. It's going to happen. You want to put me in a nursing home? You blank, blank, blankety blank. You know? So, I mean, I would. That's what I would be doing. Are you crazy? Are you a blankety blank? You know? I'm not saying the words because we have children, you know, who listen to our show also. And it's not good.
And then you go into a nursing home. And what's the most talked about phrase in the nursing home? You know what it is?
Get me out. Get me out.
Exactly. Can you get me out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me get out of here, you know?
Yeah, any of those. I don't want to be in here.
That's the most popular phrase in any nursing home.
That's right.
So there you have the inner sight idea and why people should get behind it. And especially,
right, you're at risk. Everybody
especially
is.
As we talked about last night,
right?
People who work in these nursing homes.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You
got
to work there under these circumstances. Wouldn't you rather work for an individual in their home?
Home, yeah, I would. Hell yeah.
And
okay,
help them
what
better?
I've seen. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you're
yeah,
a nurse.
Get them set up. Yeah.
So you go around to a different person every day,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting paid for it, and then you say, hey, I can donate 4 hours on Sunday. I'll be a volunteer for Freedom.
Definitely.
You know? Oh, gee, you're going to pay my
rent.
My mortgage or whatever it is, you know.
Oh, rent, whatever it is, yeah.
My bill, a couple of bills.
Yeah.
You know, if it's low enough, maybe
definitely.
I could pay 2 phone bills.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's endless what you can do.
It sure is. Yes, it sure is.
And it's
you
a beautiful
money
thing.
To back everything. That's all.
It's a beautiful
yeah, it is
thing
a very beautiful
because
thing.
You're helping someone
oh,
live
did.
Whatever time they have on this earth
in
their own
home.
Dwelling.
That's
their
a beautiful
own place.
Thing. Yep, you're right.
You know, and being helped and being given dignity.
That's
and freedom.
What people do need easily. And that's not that doesn't happen. That's the sad part. You know, I don't like that
it
doesn't happen. I you know, and sometimes I've been responsible for, you know, telling people like, hey, listen, why don't you walk, you know, a couple miles in my shoes and feel what it's like. You know, oh, there's no need to. I understand. You don't understand that. I understand. Oh, BS talk comes after that. You know, like, it basically what I said just now. You know,
well,
they
most people
you.
Live long enough, they're going to wind up in a nursing home in this system.
Yes, they are.
Where do you think they're going to wind up?
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Let us get this.
Even if you
down.
Have money, you could wind up in a nursing home.
Yes, we proved that.
Because if you
somebody,
go to court
right.
and you lose,
yeah,
that's even worse.
Yeah.
See? That's why you got to get rid of these places.
Uh-huh.
They're like a monster waiting to
they
pounce on you.
Yeah. They want to pounce and dig their teeth into the money. That's the only thing I feel that they're there for. Money making.
So there's a whole segment of people
mm-hmm.
who can wind up in a nursing home, even if you have a pension.
Yeah, it's taken.
You know,
that
you're retired.
Right?
You, know?
Yeah,
you can still wind up in a nursing home.
You know what? Because I could imagine my mother and father. They didn't have that type of policy where they could have, they had their own business. That was it. They didn't have anything else. But my father wanted to do the medical, but he got sick. You know, so my aunt volunteered and my mom. But we all lived in the same house. We had the extended family with, you know, my dad was a sweetheart about that because he really didn't have to accept everybody in, you know, our home, but we had a really, really big home and a basement that was fully done with a nice kitchen. So we could have easily, you know, hosted a really large party. And if it's a court, you could always put up that little sign saying, you know, come through this way or that way. And it was so easy to do so. You know, everybody was a neighbor. And then I experienced the worst, I'd say, year of my life when I was exposed to automotive gasoline under 28 homes. And out of those 28 homes, 25 were sick.
Yeah,
so
you went to court and then you got nothing and the government didn't compensate you in any way, right?
No, nobody did. Not even the gas station that leaked all that. That went underneath our dwellings, went underneath my area, especially because I was getting sicker and sicker. And there was a woman who I had met several years after the gas leak, and she had her mouth wide open, and I had my mouth wide open. The doctor said to her that she has something, she's experiencing something similar to Guillain-Barré, right? But it's a lesser thing. And I was told at the time the same thing. And I was just like, okay, now what is going on? She and I both had the highest benzene level in the community. So I said, well, maybe, and then I looked up benzene and spinal cord injury and also brain injury. And did I get a lot of information? Yes, you bet. And
The doctors blinded me and they got away with it.
Yeah, that's just the way
they
it
did
is.
Did it to thousands, millions of
kids.
Individuals.
That's amazingly horrible. It's horrible. If you don't know something, ask. Don't be afraid. You know, that's the
government,
best doctor.
The government doesn't protect people like that.
That's right. Do you know how many medical mistakes I've been a victim to? And it's terrible, and yet people don't want to even just say, hey, I don't know what this means. You know, I respect the person more if they say, hey, I don't know what this means. Let me look it up. I'll be right back. And then they look up the stuff, you know, the medicine. They look up the you know, all the natural stuff that can be used to help a person, you know, once they, you know, are starting towards a better health. I mean, a lot of that stuff you can actually find out.
All right. In a side, I want to thank Suzanne for being a great guest. Anyone who would like to help her and us reach our goal with these nursing homes, call Inner Sight 631-224-3090. And it's not just giving money.
That's right.
Other things, too.
Yes, we do.
So if you'd like to help, that's the number, 631-224-3090, or the other number, which is the nursing home number.
So,
for the committee.
Right.
631-487-2038. There's two numbers.
That's right.
All right. And either way, you can hook up and accumulate some insurance stay out of a nursing home. And by that, I mean informing people.
Exactly.
They're the good insurance. Let people know.
Yes, there is.
We don't need these places.
No, they don't. $196 billion. I almost went, you know, fell on the floor reading that, saying to myself, look at that money they're making, and it could be helping people. That's basically what I kept saying. And my husband asked me, what are you talking about? Oh, and then I waved my hand at him. It's all about the nursing homes. And he waved his hand back at me.
And people are beginning to say, where's all that money going?
I want to know. Just like the guide dog schools, where's that money going? It's not going to the people. That's what it needs to be. It needs to go to the people. And that's it.
Well,
I mean,
it needs
so
to be
simple,
used in a better
so
way,
hard.
That's for sure.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the frolic.
And have fun.
Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And once
thank you,
I thank my guest, Suzanne, and for telling her story tonight.
Yes.
Maybe it'll help.
Yeah,
all right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.